Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Wet Nose Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. Well, we found out, I didn't know that Storm suffers a little bit of motion sickness.
Yeah, especially when I was young. I didn't really like to sit in the back seat if I could help it. You know, this is the days when you had the station wagons, and there'd be that third row seat way in the back, facing backwards. It looked good in the brochure, but I would get little tummy sickness whenever I rode back there.
Can I be real honest with you?
Yeah.
So when I was dating Scott, he told me that he doesn't like, you know, going on theme park rides.
Right.
And so we were at Disney, and so I love the Star Tours, and so he was like, you know, I basically coaxed him into going.
Right.
And we did the ride, and we came out, and I'm just like, you know, having a good time. I noticed he is dripping in.
Really? Now, is that a roller coaster ride?
It's one of those virtual ones where you kind of
sit
think
on the
moving.
Couch, and it kind of moves like.
Yeah.
That happened to me with the Back to the Future ride.
Yeah,
I had to close my eyes, Chris.
Yeah, that's how Star Tours is, and I guess it's that motion sickness. And so I was like, I'm so sorry. I really did think it was a ploy for you, not just didn't want to ride the ride. But come to find out, what they're saying is that scientists have found that people with motion sickness who did various pen and paper visual spatial training tasks for 15 minutes a day for two solid weeks had improved ability, meaning they were able to improve their movement, depth, and distance perception, as well as spatial navigation, which
very simply, the reason you get seasick or car sick is because there's a disconnect between the your brain knows when you're moving. It's your ears, right? Your inner ear.
Mm-hmm, right.
It can tell if you're moving. But if your eyes don't see the movement, that discrepancy right there can cause you to be nauseous. Now, I don't know why they had to depict nausea for that, but that's what happens. Your eyes aren't seeing the movement, but your body is detecting the movement.
Yeah, and that's why when you were sitting in the back, it made you sick because you saw the seat in front of you not moving, but you looked off and saw everything around it moving.
And Mom would always say, like, look at the horizon, which supposedly would show you the movement, but it doesn't always work. And there's something about once you do get seasick or motion sick, you got to get off the ride to get back to normal.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I don't like cruise ships. It's not so much the rocking back and forth; it's the pitching that make me sick.
Right, right.
That was the one and only time I went on a cruise. I actually got some of those prescribed patches.
Oh, right.
And
you know, that gets you so low-key. If you fell in the water, you wouldn't care.
Well, it wasn't that. I really did think I was, you know, because you're sitting there and you're reading. I was trying to read a menu. And I'm like, my eyesight's really gotten bad lately. I don't know what the heck's going on. And so I look up, and Scott's like, oh my gosh, your pupils completely dilated.
Wow.
And he thought that I somehow hit my head or something, and he freaked out. Well, come to find out, one of the side effects of those patches for motion sickness is it dilates your eyes.
Really?
Yeah. So I look like a Doc McStuffins doll, just a big black eye with no cornea or whatever. Well, let's see. We found out that flirting is real and it does work. In fact, women do a much better job at flirting than men. Surprise, surprise.
Some guys really never get it, ladies. Sorry. Some guys don't realize you're flirting with
them. No, don't. You know, I can say as a man, we're pretty simple creatures for the most part.
Yep.
Up is up, down is down. So if that's what you want us to do, then we'll do it.
Yeah, realize we're just like bears with furniture, okay?
The data shows that more women are more effective than others in effectively conveying flirtatious facial cues.
Right.
Which is through your eyes, through a smile, through your, you know, whatever you have there. And men aren't as good as catching them as they should be. So
you know, that's not fair now that everybody's wearing a mask. You definitely, we have no clue now, okay?
Yeah, That is very, very true. We found out that you can make use a lot of time of your time, anyways, painting your inside of your home to only find out that it constantly looks dirty.
And all you did was use the wrong color white. And if you go into a paint store and say, I want white paint, they'll go, which of the 40 different varieties of white would you like?
Exactly. And that's what they talk about. Stay away from bright white. It's pretty much unforgiving when it comes to dirt and grime. Look for mid-tone neutral paint colors, such as very popular right now is mid-tone gray.
Yeah, you know, you would think a gray isn't that bright, but yeah, it is compared to a dark wall. Gray does a great job of reflecting the light, and it also doesn't will hide some of the mistakes and imperfections, let's call them.
Yeah, that is true, because your walls have some imperfections on them. They also talk about the glossiness of the paint. The shinier the paint, the better. And when we're talking about durability, that's why with your kitchen and in your bathroom, you should really have a semi or a high gloss paint.
Right.
Not only is it easier to clean, but it's much more durable, so it's able to deal with being used on a constant basis. Like, you know, you don't touch your walls every day,
right?
But you do touch, you know, the side of your in your bathroom. They do say, you know, for high traffic areas, you probably want to go with a more glossier paint. Speaking of the paint itself, don't be too cheap when you buy paint.
Yeah. If it takes a couple of coats, it's not the right kind. You want something that covers in one coat. Trust me, because you don't want to paint your walls two and three times.
No, you don't. So you want to look for, especially in the kitchen and the bathroom, again, high traffic areas, you want to probably put a little bit more money into the paint. And then remember, not one brush can fit all needs. You need to pay close attention to the brush or roller recommendations. Generally, that's on the side of the paint can. You want to do that.
Yeah.
We found out that Pine Sol now is on the list of the EPA-approved cleaners to kill coronavirus.
Yeah, move over Clorox and Lysol. Now we got Pine Sol. And now that we mentioned it this morning, go out and get some now, folks, before everybody else finds out.
Yeah, in particular, you're looking for the Pine Sol Original Multi-Surface Cleaner.
And you use it full strength, too, right?
Yes, in full strength. It was actually proven in a laboratory to successfully kill the pathogen that is known as COVID-19 on hard, non-porous surfaces. Much like you do with bleach, though, you need to get the area wet and make sure it stays wet for at least 10 minutes.
Right.
And then you'll be able to clean it away. But the nice thing is that, like you said, Pine Sol is actually on the shelves.
Yeah, it smells great, too, you know?
Yeah, so if you're running low on particular cleaning products, like you said, go get some Pine Sol. This is a pretty cool hack, because it is true. I am horrible. For some reason, I am much more of a Mexican food man versus an Italian food man.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think because, when I grew up, we had Mexican two or three times a week.
Right. You were in California, yeah.
Yeah, and I can remember as a kid that it drove my mother and my aunt crazy, because we would do, like, spaghetti night on Friday.
Sure.
And I never used marinara sauce. I used butter. And I did that probably until I was, like, 9 or 10.
That's interesting. You never liked the pasta sauce.
No, then. But, you know, your taste buds change, and now I absolutely love marinara sauce, but I'm not a real good cook about making it, so I do reach for the bottle.
Right.
And generally, you know, you do this, I'm sure, is that, you know, the stuff that's clinged to the side that you can't quite get all the way out.
You dump the whole bottle out. You put a little bit of water in, put the cap back on, shake it, and then you add it back into it just so you can use as much as possible.
Right. But how about if we substitute water for our good old friend, wine.
See, this is fabulous. Put a couple of jots of wine in there, shake it, and if you actually have browning some meat or sausage, you've got that great fond, it's called. That's the stuff that sticks to the bottom of the pan, the flavor. You put that wine in there, man, it'll deglaze the pan, then you can put your marinara sauce in, and don't worry about the alcohol. It'll burn off by the time you serve it.
Oh, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I think tonight's going to be pasta night. it's the second time we've talked about it.
Yeah, that's true. One in four Americans suffer some sort of insomnia each year.
Especially if you have sausage in your marinara.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of it could be indigestion. But a lot of times, one of the more popular remedies for people that are trying to get back into sleep is popping a tablet of melatonin.
Yeah, melatonin, it's a natural hormone that regulates our sleep patterns. But you got to be kind of careful with it, too.
Yeah, you have to be careful with it. And why you need to be careful with it is it's no longer just to help you go to sleep. There are more reports coming out that it not only can help you sleep, but it can combat infection or inflammation. I'm sorry, not infection, but inflammation. It can actually help in weight loss.
Wow.
And could even help kids with neurodevelopmental disorders as well.
But you are working with a hormone, so you got to be kind of careful. A lot of people, once you kind of get your body clock back to sleeping again, you want to get off the melatonin.
Yeah, you do. And we have this false sense of security, since it's not a prescription, you can buy it over the counter, and that it's marketed as all natural, that, oh, well, I can just take it, no problem.
Now, imagine there's different doses depending on which product you get, too, right?
Yeah, different doses, and you don't know really what it's going to do. So that's why you should always talk to your doctor ahead of time, just to say, hey, I'm thinking about taking melatonin. What do you think? In fact, one of our boys is on melatonin, and the doctor told us what the maximum dosage that is allowed, and which was like, oh, I had no idea, because you would just tend to think it's natural. It's you can take it and be okay.
But you're messing with the endocrine system. That's your hormones, and it's your chemical factory. You got to be real careful.
So there it is, our show for today, in case you missed any of it, for Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Remember, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.